Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavigueto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the fourth Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle C.
That second reading sound familiar? Love is patient, that one. How many have heard it at a wedding? In the last 25 years, I figure I've done about 500 weddings. I think conservatively 350 of them had 1 Corinthians. Gets bad when you start mouthing the words. But I've often had this question, why would anyone in their right mind pick it at all? Listen to it again. Love is patient and kind. That sounds good. Not jealous or boastful. That's a little challenging. Never arrogant or rude. Well, once in a while. Love does not insist on its own way. We would never do that, would we? It's not irritable or resentful. Love bears all things, endures all things. Now, honestly, doesn't that sound like a lot of hard work? No wonder I'm a celibate. You know, we talk so much about love that it seems easy. Training for the Super Bowl, I think, would be easier. We so readily fall in love with the idea of love. But do you, do I, love love's discipline? My Italian grandmother used to say to me all the time, be nice. But for her, being nice was all about being for the other, 24/7. She always placed us first. Yes, I can fall head over heels for another, but that so easily becomes all about me being for me. Might I suggest that love is really a verb? Yes, I can fall in love, but then I still have to decide to become love. It's a daily decision to be a gift of self to another. You know, authentic love easily makes us uncomfortable, for it asks us to face the truth about ourselves and to decide to be a gift for another. So I ask you, will you embrace love's discipline? Now let me suggest this self-examination for growth. Take St. Paul's words. And where the word love appears, put in your name instead. After Mass, we have some handouts, so you can actually do that. As you leave the church, we'll give you those words. But if I were reading it, thus I would read, Xavier is patient and kind. Xavier is not jealous or boastful. He's never arrogant or rude. Xavier does not insist on his own way. He's never irritable, etc. For me, doing that is a rude awakening. It cuts me down to size. It shows me where I still need to grow up. But Paul's reading really doesn't stop there. Why did Paul give it to us in the first place? Paul was trying to persuade his people to embrace love as the greatest spiritual gift because they were caught up in a very ugly spiritual competition. They all wanted spiritual gifts. They wanted something noble. I'm a teacher. I'm an apostle. I've been sent. I do deeds of power. I cure. I speak in tongues, and on it goes. And the subtext is, I'm better than you. When I was a chaplain at Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo, a bunch of the students went over to the Benedictine Monastery, and these were from Christ of the Desert, and they are a charismatic monastery, and one of the college students came back, and she was terribly distraught. The rest had spoken in tongues, and she hadn't. She took this as if this was some kind of judgment, instead of saying, wait a minute, people are given different spiritual gifts. This is not about comparison. I've seen too many clerics, couples, friends, partners, co-workers be caught up in a battle for prominence, with the result that the faith of the cleric, the love of couples, the strength of a family, the energy of friends, the power of a team are lost. Love isn't trying to be better than. The only real competition is with yourself, being better than you were, being better than you were, being better than you were for others. St. Francis de Sales described the goal: be yourself. Be your best self. And I would add, be your best self for others. See, love has to ripple out. When we become that gift of love, it touches others. Love, as I said, is not a noun. It's a verb. It's a dynamism. It has to be chosen and acted. An ever-expanding verb touching more and more. If you think about it, isn't that how God is for us? God painted love's picture in living color in Jesus. He embraced love's discipline. He placed us, each one of us, first. On that cross, he became a gift of self for you. And from this altar, from this table, he still becomes a gift of self to you. Authentic love has this characteristic. It ripples out and it unites. Love is an ever-expanding verb, touching more and more hearts. It unites. And if it doesn't, then we've got to examine ourselves. That brings us to today's strange gospel. It started out so well. We're told all spoke highly of him, and we're amazed at his gracious words. But it quickly became dangerous. They asked, isn't this the son of Joseph? Paraphrase. Jesus, who do you think you are? Are you putting on airs? Do you think you're better than your kin? We know you. And then it becomes murderous. They led him to the brow of the hill to hurl him down headlong. So much for understanding hometown friends. We want love. We really want love. We want love for ourselves. But how about for those different than us? Those with whom I disagree. Those who are not one of us. What riled Jesus' hometown buds was his insistence that God cared for Gentiles, for those pagans, for the widow of Zarephath, for Naaman the Syrian. His town wanted miracles, sure, for themselves. They wanted a Messiah who made them special and everyone else less. It's a shame on our culture. Jesus was home. Was to bring home the bacon of honor to his kin and town. Now, don't understand me. Judaism has the vocation of being a generous light to the nations. But at the ground level, the hometown level, it's so easy to settle for being less. The prevailing culture can overwhelm our best spiritual insights. We do the same. Many people believe in American exceptionalism, right? But exceptional for whom? For ourselves or for others? Is it self-serving or self-giving? That wedge of comparison easily becomes a rationale for dehumanizing the other and demonizing the enemy. Love refuses to see with those kinds of eyes. God doesn't look at us that way. We dare not look at each other that way. Love looks to see and unleash the good in the other. What does God ask of you? Be yourself. Be your best self. Be your best self for each other. On this day, we especially pray for those parents who are to be their best self for their children. The power you have, the power that parents have in their love for each other, is to reach out and surround your son, your daughter, in the sphere of the holy, in God's grace and love. Let no day go by where you don't let God's love flow into you, flow to each other, and flow to your children.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.